This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni. Wilmington-based Alchemical Theater Company is focused on the works of Shakespeare and his contemporaries. So why is the group presenting a reading of the gospel this weekend?
Ashley Strand, who's a company member and professional classical actor, is going to be doing a reading of the Gospel of St. Mark from the King James Bible. And why we were interested in it is King James is a contemporary text to the plays of Shakespeare.
That's Christopher Marino, the artistic director of Alchemical Theater.
They started to write the Bible in 1604, completed it in 1611, and it is probably just behind the complete works, one of the largest sources of English idiom, words, expressions, phrases in our language. Prior to the King James Bible, there were two larger sources. You had the Tyndal Bible and the Geneva. When James came into power in England, he felt that a Bible needed to happen, first of all, in this crazy new language, newish language, English, and secondly, one that reflected a little bit more the Anglican point of view. So he commissioned a group of writers, poets, some theorized playwrights, and some people have even said that they believe Shakespeare had a hand in it. And they created this text. It's kind of funny in places. It's got point of view. It certainly has dramatic content to it. It's interesting to look at the text for its beauty, the care and precision that's gone into the language. The poetry is beautiful. The writing is beautiful. You know, this is, you know, arguably, but probably the second or in some estimations, first most important text in our language.
Mm-hmm. That dramatic presentation of King James' Gospel of St. Mark is this Saturday at 4 o'clock at St. Jude MCC Church. Following on the heels of this presentation is Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, opening July 12th at UNCW as part of the Lumina Festival. Marino is directing this production, and he says that Twelfth Night is one of Shakespeare's more perfect comedies.
Some of the other comedies have very strange things that don't quite add up, or, you know what I mean? Or if you have like Measure for Measure, which is quote unquote a problem play, Twelfth Night doesn't really have any of that.
Twelfth Night will be performed in UNCW's SRO Black Box Theater. The flexibility of that space allows the play to be presented in what's called promenade staging,
which means that the audience can move around in the space if they so choose. And the show will take place in and amongst the audience. For people that is not terribly appealing to, and there may be some, there will be some designated seating. It's more about having the flexibility. If you want to go up and sit on, conceivably in some cases on the stage, you can do it. This immersive element allows people to kind of move around and see things from a different perspective and experience the play in an entirely different way.
That's professor and director of Alchemical Theater Company, Christopher Marino. Find details about the Gospel of St. Mark this Saturday and 12th night in July at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni. Communique is a production of WHQR Public Media.